Tommy Wyatt tugged his cowboy hat a little lower, keeping the light drizzle off his face. Rain was good for Central California, as Monterey County grew important crops: strawberries, lettuce, tomatoes, spinach, and more. But he wasn't sure if this was fog or rain. Either way, tonight's rodeo was held at an indoor arena, which would keep fans and competitors dry. Tommy was returning to his rig from the arena when everything suddenly felt different. The energy around him was different. He wasn't superstitious. He had too much faith for that. But he did have a sixth sense his family called uncanny. His brother Billy used to tease him he was like Spider-Man with the spidey tingle. Well, whatever it was, the sixth sense was tingling now, telling him something was up. And so when he turned the corner and spotted Dr. Blake Eden on her phone 2 hours from her home, he wasn't shocked. Not completely, but surprised enough, as he hadn't seen his wife in 3 years. He was also intrigued. The fact Blake was here in Salinas meant she wasn't hiding from him anymore. She wasn't avoiding him. She'd come to deal with what they'd done. Good girl. He'd been ready for a long time. Tommy walked toward Blake, footsteps muffled by the dirt. He was glad he wasn't competing until much later. No one wanted to climb on a pissed-off bull right after a huge shock. Fortunately, she hadn't seen him yet, too absorbed in her call, giving him time to study her, appreciate her. His wife was, without a doubt, the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. And that was saying something, as every week he was at a rodeo or fairground where they were crowning a young, stunning beauty queen. Beautiful women trailed after him, slipping him their number, finding him at his hotel, or having a drink with his brother at a bar. But he wasn't interested in any of them. He only had eyes for Blake. And now, at long last, she was here. His wife, the doctor. From their first conversation, he'd been blown away by her mind and that face. Clear light, green-gold eyes, high, prominent cheekbones balanced by full, lush lips. Golden brown curls, skin lightly bronzed as if dusted with gold. Her beauty had knocked him sideways, and then she'd thanked him for his help, and he was done. Her voice, low, husky, her diction, smart, educated, precise. Most cowboys would recognize they were outsmarted, outclassed, but he wasn't your average cowboy either. No, he hadn't gone to college, but he wasn't slow. His high school guidance counselor had called him in one day at the end of his junior year to say Tommy had scored perfectly on the SAT test, and what colleges was he applying to? Tommy liked Mrs. Smith. She was a nice lady, always trying to help her students dream bigger, work harder. And so Tommy was polite as he told her he wasn't going to college. He was continuing, as he had been, competing on the rodeo circuit. He was a cowboy. He liked being a cowboy. College wasn't for him. She'd been so disappointed. Tommy was the brightest student Marietta had seen in years. How could he not avail himself of the scholarships and opportunities out there? Sweet Mrs. Smith. He owed her a visit the next time he was home in Montana. But now he had a visitor he was very much looking forward to talking to. So what if they'd only ever had 3 days together? So what if those days had been an intense roller coaster? For him, it had pretty much been love at first sight. He still loved her. He wouldn't have married her and waited for her if this wasn't the real thing. No one knew either. His family didn't know. Her family didn't know. They'd had a secret marriage for years. And during this time, Tommy Wyatt, rodeo champion, had been biding his time, waiting for her to make the next move. And now, finally, she had. The baby hair on Blake's nape lifted. She felt a shiver race through her. She shifted the phone, looked around. He was here, wasn't he? She glanced around again, and yes, there he was, standing in front of a beer truck, watching her. A veil of mist separated them, part fog, part drizzle, and she could feel the moisture in her curls, feel the wetness on her face. Suddenly, her heart ached. She hadn't expected that. "I have to go," she whispered to Kendrick, mouth drying, legs going weak. "He's here." "Are you going to be okay?" Kendrick asked. Kendrick was so good to her. "Yes," she said lowly, her chest growing tight. "I'll call soon.